Now, 3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.
I'm Angela Henley. Wilkesboro police are investigating a robbery at Arby's. When employees arrived to work, they noticed evidence of a break-in. Wilkesboro police came to secure the scene. The robber or robbers had cut through the side of the safe. Several items in the restaurant were thrown on the floor. Police found pry marks on the rear door to Arby's where entrance was gained by robbers. Five deposit envelopes containing thousands of dollars in cash were stolen from the safe. There was evidence left at the scene. Wilkesboro police collected that evidence, took pictures of the crime scene, and are still investigating that robbery. While at the BP on Highway 115, a sheriff's deputy received information of someone acting strangely and possibly on drugs at the fast track on Highway 115 at Old 60. When the deputy arrived, he found the individual in question at a gas pump. The deputy spoke with the man and asked if he had any drugs. The man, Gene Bullish Jr., admitted to having pills in his pocket. A check by the deputy also determined that the license plate on Bullish's car was fictitious. Bullish was arrested and charged with felony possession and fictitious tag. As 3WC News reported last week, current data from state health departments show that so far less than 1% of the population in our state has reported having the flu this season. Debbie Nicholson with the Wilkes County Health Department explains some flu prevention tips.
The Center for Disease Control does recommend three actions to fight the flu. And the first one would be, of course, take time to get your flu vaccine. This is the most important step in protecting against the flu virus. And the second way you can protect yourself is to take everyday preventive actions to stop the spread of germs, like cover your nose and your mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. We've already mentioned washing your hands often with soap and water. You want to avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth because you spread germs this way. Stay away from sick people when possible. If you're sick yourself with flu-like symptoms, then you need to stay at home for at least 24 hours after fever is gone, except to get medical care or other necessities. And while you're sick, try to limit your contact with others as much as possible to keep from infecting them. And then the third way would be if the doctor recommends or prescribes to you to take an antiviral drug. If you have flu-like symptoms, just be sure and complete the medication he's recommended.
Yes, flu vaccines are still available at the Wilkes Health Department. Nicholson talks about who should get the flu shot.
We recommend that people get their flu shot. They definitely need to get them if they've not had it. Flu shots are actually recommended for anyone that is 6 months or above, and especially those that fall into like the high-risk categories. People at high risk of flu complications would be like young women, pregnant women, people with chronic health conditions like asthma, diabetes, heart and lung disease, and people that are 65 years and older.
If you would like information on flu symptoms, flu vaccines, and free flu vaccines for children, call the health department at 651-7450. It's students putting what they learn in a classroom to work in the real world. The Industrial Technology and Engineering Club, ITEC, of Wilkes Community College debuted its electric vehicle project on Friday, December 10th, at the Wilkes Community College Ash Campus. Pending the outcome, Wilkes Community College would like to use the electric vehicle around the Ash Campus to provide courier service between the campus and the cosmetology school, also in Ash County. This would reduce emissions and save on fuel cost. The estimated cost of recharging the electric vehicle is less than $2 per day versus $5 for fuel. The purpose of ITEC is to provide a forum that enables students to employ the various technical skills acquired during their college career. Wilkes Community College, a member of the North Carolina Community College System, is a public two-year open-door institution serving the people of Wilkes, Ash, Allegheny, and beyond. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley.
3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.